In my lesson yesterday, I talked about the fear of failure. There are many gifted people in this world who could do great and mighty things in the kingdom of God, yet they do not because they protect themselves from the disappointment of failure. All through the Bible, we see this fear of failure pointed out. Men such as Moses, Gideon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. But nowhere in the Bible do we find God's concern for a fearful servant than in the book of Joshua, where God has called Joshua to lead Israel after the death of Moses. If we're to see the magnitude of this transition, we must remember the greatness of Moses. He is the most revered figure in Judaism. He ranks among the greatest men in history. An entire generation of Israelites followed him out of slavery, and he died at 120 years old. Still, he was a sharp and strong man. No one ever thought that Moses was going to die so soon. There was no reason for him to die. It did not appear that he was growing weak. He was not even sickly. So I think that no one ever gave a second thought to Moses dying any time soon. The message I get from this is that you don't have to be sick to die. When God gets ready to call you home, it matters not how healthy you are. It doesn't matter how many help programs you're involved with. It doesn't matter how often you go to the gym. When God calls your number, when God decides he's going to call you home, friend, you're going to leave this world. I don't think Moses realized that. He may have thought, I've got at least another 100 good years. Joshua no doubt felt the same way. Joshua was not chomping at the bits to replace Moses. Joshua was happy just serving Moses and never gave a thought to replacing Moses. And then one day God said to Moses, charge Joshua, encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people. He shall cause them to inherit the land which you shall see. So Moses called Joshua. In chapter 31 in verse 7, Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all of Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go over with this people into the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord that goes before you, he will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Can you imagine the feeling that came over Joshua when Moses told him this? Up until this time, we don't read a lot about God talking to Joshua. But here in these verses I just read, we see Moses giving Joshua a heads up on what's coming next. Joshua and all of Israel knew how greatly God had used Moses. Israel had never seen a man of Moses' caliber, a man so close to God, so endowed with God's miraculous power. They had seen him stand up to Pharaoh. They had seen him raise the rod and the rivers turned to blood. They had seen Moses call for the lice and the frogs to cover the land of Egypt, and they did. They had seen him raise the rod of God upon the Red Sea, and they saw God open up a path of dry land. They had waited at the base of the mountain as God dictated his Ten Commandments to Moses. The book of Exodus makes a statement about Moses that is not said of any other person in Scripture. Exodus 33:11 tells us, "The Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend." On more than one occasion, Moses spent 40 days on a mountain in fellowship with him. God grants this kind of intimacy only to those who desire it. Moses belonged to an inner circle of people who enjoyed that holy intimacy with God. The people would grumble against Moses, but in the end, they always followed him. They knew he was God's man. There's no question in my mind, Moses would have been a hard act to follow. Moses' death came at a perilous time in Israel's history. The previous generation had been too fearful to believe God's promises of victory, and they refused to enter the promised land. And now we have an all-new generation gathered on the east banks of the Jordan, ready to cross over and take possession of the promised land. They were ready to step out in faith and claim their home. But it was not going to be easy. It never is. How would you like to have been Joshua, taking the reins of leadership from someone like Moses at such a critical time? If you had been called in as a consultant to help Joshua prepare for his new role, what would your counsel have been? Actually, Joshua did have a consultant, God himself. God delivered to Joshua one of the greatest motivational speeches I have ever read. His words have often encouraged me at times of personal challenge. If you are afraid of your future, if you have been called to a new assignment that seems far beyond your abilities, or if you just need encouragement to continue on in whatever God has called you to do, you will find courage as you study God's charge to Joshua in the face of his challenge. When we face such a situation, we either focus on the problem or on the solution. 10 men turned into grasshoppers in their own sight when they let fear reign in their hearts. 2 men focused on God and his power. 10 men spoke of the size of the enemy. 2 men spoke of the size of God. Sometimes the majority gets it wrong. The wisdom of God is often found in the narrow path that few travel rather than in the easy and popular choice. Leadership is more than gauging which way the wind is blowing. It often requires standing firm as the wind tries to bend you in another direction. Joshua must have remembered what happened when the Israelites stood on the border of the promised land 40 years earlier, yet the challenge paralyzed them. It was not the giants in the land that disabled them. It was their own giant fear. God had just the right words for Israel's new leader. In Joshua chapter 1, in verses 6, 9, and 7, he said, "Be strong and of good courage. Only be strong and very courageous. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage." This is the heart of God's motivational speech to Joshua. 3 times he tells him, "Be strong and courageous." The word "strong" means to be firm, not easily swayed. Courageous conveys a sense of daring, an openness to risk. When I face challenge in my life, I draw inspiration from envisioning Joshua at the banks of his river. learning to be strong and courageous, or holding on to the words of Paul, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" These inspiring scriptures persuade me to be firm and willing to take risks for God. I believe this practice will help you as well. I'm going to end the lesson right here. In my next lesson, I will be focusing on the fear of men. Jesus says, "Fear not him that can kill the body, but fear him who can destroy the body and the soul in hell."